Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the Bed Topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641 and use the promo code KMC. 800-506-2641.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine, and I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor. And I've said, y'all, just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have. But it's an amazing product. And the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train. Stand at Patton's gravesite. Visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne. Cross Pegasus Bridge. See where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Point du Hoc. See the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So much to talk about and get to today. What's the market doing in reaction to the huge story from Helsinki? We'll talk with David Fisher a bit later on. And we'll get some perspective on history and what it tells us. But we're going to start with analysis of the Helsinki summit between Putin and Trump right now on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
We discussed this also. Zero collusion. And it has had a negative impact upon the relationship of the two largest nuclear powers in the world.
We should be guided by facts. Could you name a single fact that would definitively prove the collusion? This is utter nonsense.
It's really weird, this Putin thing. It's really weird. You have George W. Bush, who went and met with Putin, and he said, I looked into his eyes and I saw his soul, and he somehow, like, you know, had a man crush.
Trump's talking big and tough. He goes in and he just totally softens up today. I don't know how to describe Putin's effect on Republican presidents, but I don't like it. Equally, I don't like President Obama saying he's going to do stuff and then never doing that either. So what does it all mean? What was this historic summit? There was a lot of interesting angles of this. They met for far longer than they were, had planned to. And I even think that Putin was pulling a little bit of a man stunt on Trump when he showed up a half hour late. I'm really interested in kind of breaking this down psychologically. But let's first turn to Lan He Chen, a PhD. He's a fellow at the Hoover Institution. He's also a law lecturer at Stanford Law School and public policy program at Stanford University. He lectures there. He's also counsel at Arndt Fox LLP, and he's also a member of the Salem Media Editorial Board. Lan He, it's good to have you at Kevin McCullough Radio. I've known and appreciated your work for a long time. First time I've been able to get you on the air. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having me on this afternoon.
Describe what happened from your perspective with the president and Mr. Putin today. His critics are obviously blasting him, even on Fox, every 15 minutes. How good, how bad was this appearance?
Well, I don't think it was good. I take a very cynical view of the Russians. I take a very cynical view of Vladimir Putin. I agree with you that President Bush was badly mistaken when he thought he could trust Vladimir Putin. I think Barack Obama was incredibly naive when he tried to reset relations with Russia. You know, you'll recall famously then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton presenting the Russians with the reset button. I mean, you talk about naive. That's I think my 4-year-old would know not to do that. And now, unfortunately, it seems like we had another meeting here between our president and Vladimir Putin that didn't go particularly well from the perspective of those of us who believe Russia continues to be a serious threat to American interests. And I think the president wasn't wrong in saying, you know, we want to have better relations with the Russians. I think he's right about that. But I don't think the way you get there is by not calling them out for some of the things they've done. And the collusion issue aside, because, you know, I tend to agree that there's been no evidence to date that demonstrates collusion of any sort. There is strong evidence to suggest the Russians tried to interfere in our election. And I think we have to put them on notice that kind of behavior is unacceptable and will be responded to.
Right. Let me ask for some clarity on that, because when that came up in the presser today, Putin immediately went to this idea that it was this private company. He compared it to kind of George Soros and said, you know, Soros doesn't speak for the Americans when he undermines foreign elections. Do we have direct evidence, or does Mueller have direct evidence that the 12 that he indicted were agents of the government, or were they simply Russian citizens?
Well, Mueller's investigation so far has been very comprehensive, and the indictment that was just filed last week provides what I believe is pretty compelling evidence that these were individuals acting at the behest of the Russian government. And certainly our intelligence community.
So you're not answering my question either. This is very difficult for me because I keep asking the same question and nobody answers it. Were they employees of Putin's Russia government, or were they independents with maybe some ties to people, but nothing that was like an official connection to them?
No, I don't believe they were independents, Kevin. I believe they have a direct relationship. Now, how
okay.
they were getting paid and how they were getting employed, that I don't know.
Okay,
but it does seem fairly clear that these were people who were in some way employed by GRU, which is the Russian intelligence agency. So no, I think these were government agents.
So when Putin made that he's not completely wrong on that either, because during the Obama years there were a lot of Soros people that worked in the government. So it's a very murky thing. Even if his explanation held any water, it would be murky. But our side seems to have great clarity on it. I'm going to go with my team. The president's critics will say that he should have as well.
Yeah, and I think that's a reasonable thing to say, you know, to say, look, I believe that my intelligence community had the proper assessment here. And, you know, I think the president gets a little bit of a hard time for not backing our intelligence agencies. But in this particular situation, I do wish he had been more forceful in saying, look, our intelligence agencies have come up with this conclusion. I believe they are correct. And I believe it's something that we need to at least call out. I mean, at least say, look, we know you did it. We don't like it. we could try to move past it, but let's acknowledge what happened.
Yeah. Let's talk about some things that were both addressed and not addressed. No mention of Eastern Ukraine at all. How significant?
I think it's significant because it's a sore spot, clearly. But it's a testament to why it is that some of us still believe Russia presents a serious geopolitical challenge to the United States, that they're willing to engage in this sort of action. And whether it is direct kinetic military involvement or more subtle involvement in undermining democracy, these are things that are troublesome and, again, deserve to be mentioned.
Same thing with Crimea. There was kind of an acknowledgement, at least by Putin, that Trump disagrees with him. In fact, Putin was the one that mentioned it in the presser. The president didn't. But he said, we're agreeing to disagree.
Yeah, and there I think the words matter. And here again, it would have been great to hear President Trump directly make reference to some of the more challenging elements of our relationship. And certainly what Russia has done with respect to some of its neighbors is deeply troubling. And for the American president to not say those things, I think people have a good reason to be a little bit upset about that.
Yeah. There was almost this bizarre moment at the very end, Lanhee, when they got into the dossier and the allegations and so forth. And the President Putin said this, cut number three.
I'd like to add something to this. After all, I was an intelligence officer myself. And I do know how dossiers are made up. Just a second.
I know how dossiers are made. He's the expert on dirty dossiers. Lanhee, it was a bizarre reaction, and yet he thought he was adding to the answer being given to the Associated Press. What'd you make of that?
Well, I suppose the reason why Putin said that was to in some way discredit the dossier, as to say, look, I know how these things are made, and this was not legitimate, or this is not how I would make a dossier. But, you know, it was a great reminder of the history of Vladimir Putin. Lest we think he is a reformed political leader,
right, exactly.
Let's not forget that he's essentially a KGB thug in disguise.
That's exactly what went through my head when he gave that response.
Oh my goodness.
There was a certain degree of, you know, even I got sucked in a little bit during the rest of the thing. He said that, it all came back. I'm like, that's it. That's a dirty agent right there. And he's saying, hey, trust me, I'm very good.
Yeah, let's not forget that the background and history of Vladimir Putin. And you know, it's always very difficult because, you know, you want to have relationships with the Russian people and understand that the Russian people, you know, as a whole, they're not the problem. Really, it is Vladimir Putin and his government. And when he reminds people, yes, you know, I was in the KGB, you sort of do have to take notice and say, yes, indeed, you were. Once KGB, always KGB.
Yeah. All right. Good analysis. Lanhee Chen of the Salem Editorial Board and also of the Hoover Institution and Stanford Law School. We are appreciative of your time today, sir. Thank you so much.
Kevin, good to be with you.
Coming up next, what does history teach us about all of this? Well, why don't we go see it for ourselves? Stay with us.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train, stand at Patton's gravesite, visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne. Cross Pegasus Bridge. See where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Pointe du Hoc. See the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
My husband's blood pressure has dropped 30 points. I've lost 8 pounds. He's lost about 20 pounds. His arthritis is gone. You guys have given me back my husband. I'd come home from work, and if he beat me home from work, he would be laying in the recliner, and I would feed him supper in his recliner and would be like, really boring, pathetic old people watching TV while we ate dinner and then go to bed exhausted and wake up tired. I came home from work last night and he was mowing the lawn. It was just, it's amazing. It's amazing. It's so amazing.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the bed topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the bed topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility or a tired spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. David Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his entire career to educating specifically baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and the retirement spend down trap. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David's now offering free no-obligation income strategy kit to the first 1,000 people to respond to this message. 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234. For your free no-obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234. Investment advisor strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, every single day we fight very much to help you think with greater clarity about the times we live in. We give you breaking news as it happens. We talk about what it means and we talk about why it matters. Some of you know that I just love history. And the reason that I love history is because it's easy to help shed clarity on today's circumstances if we understand what happened before us. In fact, the definition of a fool is oftentimes failing to understand what did happen before. So we don't want to be that way. We don't want to be foolish. And we are grateful for the sacrifice of those that have gone before us in that history. And there probably is no more poignant example of that than the invasion of D-Day and the beaches of Omaha and Utah Beach in northern France. When you think about the odds that those boys were coming out of those boats with, trying to make it up unscalable cliffs against machine gun fire, and having to just use overwhelming numbers to suppress the German defensive outposts there, it's just... It should make you quite teary-eyed. And I've always in my entire life thought if I ever had a chance to go and see that place where those patriots gave their last full ounce of devotion, I would want to do it. Well, friends, I got great news. Not only do I get to go, but you get to come with me. And I'm excited about what we're launching today. If you've been on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram over the weekend, you've already seen the beaches of D-Day. I'm calling it my freedom tour this year. We're going to go to Paris and Normandy and Champagne, and we're going to see things that, you just probably can only see once in a lifetime. And if you are grateful for the days in which you live, I want you to join us. Let me give you the phone number. It's 888-733-9494, 888-733-9494, 888-733-9494. Now, going with us is someone who knows this terrain quite well, but he also understands how it relates to modern America life. In fact, He has served his nation and attempted to serve this country even in elective office. He had the Republican nomination for the U.S. Senate in 2006 against Ted Kennedy. And he wants to see America be America at her very best. It's one of the reasons why he helps lead these tours to places of significance and of importance all over the globe. And we're grateful to have Kenneth Chase, your host and president of Conservative Tours, joining us right now. Ken, it's good to have you here. Thank you for making time for us.
Well, it's my pleasure, Kevin, for to chat with you and your listeners. And needless to say, I'm as excited as you are. I do this. I've been doing this since 1981, taking Americans to the D-Day beaches, but I never get tired of it. It's always exciting when you're a half hour or so on the highway outside of Pegasus Bridge, which is always our first stop on the D-Day beaches, and we'll be there for 2.5 days on the D-Day beaches. Pegasus Bridge is our first stop, and I don't want to say I get weak in the knees, but I do get there are times when you get emotional. And for your listeners and your followers who will be joining us in October to Normandy, suffice it to say, it's going to be very moving because, as you said, you're only going to do this once in your life. You want to do it right. You're going a great distance. You're going to invest some hard-earned money. You want to do it right, and that's how we do it, meaning we do it thoroughly. This is not right. A drive-by event. We spend 2.5 days covering just those 55 miles from Pegasus Bridge down to Sainte-Mère-Église in Utah. So the idea is to honor, you know, in some respects, there's one key element during the D-Day portion of the whole tour. When we go to Omaha, when we go to the cemetery on the bluff overlooking Omaha, it's the one point where, even though I'm holding your hand and I'm by your side for the whole 11 days, when you actually stroll through the cemetery, it's the one time where I tell my guests, you don't really need me, and you don't. But there's so much about the tour that's very moving. But one of the key aspects of the whole tour is, of course, the commentary, because this helps to fill in some gaps in your memory. It helps to refresh your memory. We've all seen the movies, The Longest Day, Private Ryan, but this is a chance to come full circle in terms of your understanding of the history of the event. But yes, you're right. This moves you to the core the moment you approach Omaha Beach and these other sacred sites.
I think that's especially true if you have a pulse. If you're dead, maybe not. But otherwise, if you're American, it should. Ken, let me just touch base, historically speaking, for a second. Those beaches, when those boys were headed towards them, they did not have any certainty of outcome. And they certainly began to see the gunfire mow down the ones that were in front of them. And yet they continued to come and come and come and come. And if they had not, Ken Chase, historian, how would the modern world look differently right now?
Well, I have often asked the questions to my many European friends and family. For example, I like to, because I do a lot in Spain. I say, what would Hitler have done with Spain? Because, of course, Spain was in a different position. You know, Spain with Franco was ostensibly an ally of Hitler, for lack of a better term. And I often wonder, what would have happened? What would he have done with French? What would he have done with the French language? I don't know, but it's certainly interesting. It's an interesting question to pose. And if it wasn't for the heroism of our men and wasn't for the heroism of the British, among others, but that was the bulwark, that was the force, that was the foundation that in the West, obviously, we have to tip our hat. And in growing up in America, and I talk about this, we don't learn about the role of the Soviet Union or the Russians, if you will, in World War II. But the fact of the matter is, without the events in Stalingrad, without the Russian heroism, there's another answer to your question.
Yeah,
history today would have been much different.
Okay, what we want to do, friend, is if you're listening right now, I want you to get online and see the tour. There's a very thorough outline of what we're going to get to do at conservativetours.com. Just look for the Kevin McCullough Tour. It's right there at the top of the page. Or call 888-733-9494. We're talking about October 6th through the 16th. 888-733-9494.
My name is Lauren Sullivan, and I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis 9 years ago, and I was severely disabled. And about 6 years ago, my mother had found Balance of Nature, so we decided to give it a try because at that point, nothing was helping. I was skeptical at first, but over time, I realized I had more energy levels. I was sleeping better, which was huge, and my hair looked better, my skin looked better, my nails looked better, and then I was able to weed off some of those medications. And I know had I not found Balance of Nature, I would not be living the quality of life that I am now.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tonight, millions of children will go to bed without a bedtime story from their dad or a goodnight hug from their mom. That seems unfathomable to the McCullough household because we look forward to bedtime in such a significant way each night. It's literally our favorite time of the day. Because 2.7 million kids have parents behind bars, these kids are more likely to live in poverty or go into foster care or engage in high-risk behaviors, so much of which is avoidable when parenting provides that stable home. These kids' only fault is that they were born to the wrong parents. Fortunately, Prison Fellowship is there for them, reaching out, loving them, and in recent years helping them to find God and much improved sense of self and discovering that life can be different for them. Last year, Angel Tree Christmas Campaign delivered a gift and the gospel to over 290,000 children. But it didn't stop there. Prison Fellowship now extends care for prisoners' children through their Angel Tree summer camps. And you can join us with giving a scholarship to attend one of these summer camps. They help children build relationships with caring camp counselors, hear the gospel, experience the love of God, and the great outdoors. So if you've got fond memories of summer camp experiences, I definitely do, then you can help a child make those same great memories. Join me in partnering with Prison Fellowship to send 24 kids, one busload, to camp this summer. Our family is committing to sending four. We only have 20 left to fill the bus. Help us. $200 sends one child to camp, and your donation of any amount will help. 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. Or you can click on the Angel Tree banners at TheBingeThinker.com.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year, I Can Only Imagine, now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train, stand at Patton's gravesite, visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne, cross Pegasus Bridge, see where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Pointe du Hoc, see the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us. And friends, if you're just tuning in, you're just hearing for the first time that we have announced that October 6th through the 16th, we have got a beautiful, beautiful trip planned for you to join us. It is to the beaches of Normandy, the D-Day beaches, if you will, Utah and Omaha. I'm going to learn the stories of the men who gave the last full measure of sacrifice so that you and I could be free today. We don't speak German today because of those boys that jumped when they were needed. And many of them never even getting off the beach. Many of them just never even getting out of the water. But we will allow that sacrifice to be observed, and we will commemorate that together. And then there's a lot of other things that we're going to do. We're going to go see some historic sites inland as well. 7 nights in Paris, 2 more on the road in Normandy. It's just going to be a beautiful time together, and I'm hoping that you will join us. I'm looking forward to being there. Ken Chase is going to be our expert historian and tour guide, and he joins us once again here at Kevin McCullough Radio. And Ken, you've got a natural interest in politics and so forth. You obviously ran for the Senate seat in Massachusetts, but history is really your passion, and that's why these tours are so important. And just give us a little bit of a flavor of what else we'll touch on while we're there.
Well, it's a good question because, you know, it's not a drive-by tour. Whether we're in Paris or heading to Reims to do our Champagne Day visit, which includes the Nazi surrender, or we're in Luxembourg doing the Battle of the Bulge, the commentary that I lend to the proceedings is really nonstop. And because we market around the country to conservatives, these are people who tend to be well-read, and they like a lot of history. They like current events. They like to learn. So they enjoy that. It's whether we're in Paris just on a 10-minute drive to one of our lovely restaurants, or we're heading out, as I say, to Champagne Country, the commentary we give is always appreciated. And people want to know, because living here, it's hard to know what's going on in Europe. But in fact, what's going on in the EU affects certainly our economy here, because it's very important. So people like to learn a little bit about all the, well, a good portion of the great events that are roiling the continent the last 10, 15 years, particularly the last 2 or 3 years. There's a lot of turmoil in Europe, and politically, socially, and otherwise, and the guests like to learn a little bit about that to get a little bit better feel. Who's really running the EU? Who are the big players in Europe? Who are the lesser players? What are the big issues? We get a little bit of it if we try to follow it over here. But the guests appreciate that, and so it's a very fulfilling tour in that respect, too. It's a great learning experience, the whole event.
Yeah. You just heard Ken mention, friend, the Nazi surrender in Champagne area of France. That's one of the stops that we will be doing. But also he mentioned Luxembourg and the crossroads, the most famous crossroads in World War II, which was Bastogne. And if you saw the miniseries Band of Brothers, you saw kind of depicted on screen just how brutal that was. But, Ken, when we're talking about guys that gave the full measure of devotion, those cold nights in Bastogne, I mean, they were the most brutal for the least prepared. And yet the American line held. We didn't surrender. And we were able to eventually cause Hitler's surrender because of that strength.
Yeah, I mean, the bravery, again, it's so hard for us to truly feel it and appreciate it. But nonetheless, that's really what we're trying to do when we make this journey, is to better understand. And we can relate well, because these are, remember, even though we're over in this foreign country, these are our boys. And of course, when we go to the cemetery in Ham, just outside of Luxembourg City, and we go to the cemetery in Normandy, and you see these crosses, and every state in the Union is mentioned repeatedly, you understand. This, again, it comes home to you, because these are our boys. These are your
right.
uncles. This is your grandfather. This is, this is your... this is your grandfather's brother, and so forth. So we do relate in that respect, and we can understand some of what they did. But the brutality of that winter at the Bulge was, of course, compounded by the fact that when we were talking about the foxholes at Foy, when you're talking about the foxholes there, of course, they couldn't light fires to keep warm. So that made it brutally difficult to endure. And they couldn't light the fires, obviously, because that would just give their positions away to the Germans. So the bravery that they displayed was phenomenal. And I don't want to say it was unmatched, because it was matched in other theaters of battle during the war, whether it was the Pacific or elsewhere in Europe. But again, the bravery is phenomenal, but they were well trained. And this is right. Part of what we don't always understand. Soldiers are trained, and they're very well trained. And when you're well trained and disciplined, and you know you have a leader, and you know you have a cause, you know you have a purpose, you go forward. So you ask, how on earth did they have the courage to get off those boats when they saw the men in front of them were getting off the boats and being mowed down the minute the front door opened of the boat? That's why. They had a mission. They had a purpose. They were instructed. They were trained. They followed orders.
And it was one of the last. And it was one of the last times that the world really looked at evil and said, this really is evil. We have a hard time acknowledging what evil is now. But that was a real clarifying moment. And Eisenhower and Roosevelt and Churchill, none of them took their duties lightly. Friends, come enjoy this trip with us. Learn with us. We're going to go on October 6th through the 16th. It's 888-733-9494, 888-733-9494 for more info. Ken Chase, thanks so much. This is Kevin McCullough.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine, and I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor, and I've said, y'all just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have. But it's an amazing product, and the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
For a limited time, use discount code KMC to receive a 50% discount on your first preferred whole health system and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go online to balanceofnature.com. Again, use discount code KMC.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Tonight, millions of children will go to bed without a bedtime story from their dad or a goodnight hug from their mom. That seems unfathomable to the McCullough household because we look forward to bedtime in such a significant way each night. It's literally our favorite time of the day. Because 2.7 million kids have parents behind bars, these kids are more likely to live in poverty or go into foster care or engage in high-risk behaviors, so much of which is avoidable when parenting provides that stable home. These kids' only fault is that they were born to the wrong parents. Fortunately, Prison Fellowship is there for them, reaching out, loving them, and in recent years helping them to find God and much improved sense of self and discovering that life can be different for them. Last year, Angel Tree Christmas Campaign delivered a gift and the gospel to over 290,000 children. But it didn't stop there. Prison Fellowship now extends care for prisoners' children through their Angel Tree summer camps. And you can join us with giving a scholarship to attend one of these summer camps. They help children build relationships with caring camp counselors, hear the gospel, experience the love of God, and the great outdoors. So if you've got fond memories of summer camp experiences, I definitely do, then you can help a child make those same great memories. Join me in partnering with Prison Fellowship to send 24 kids, one busload, to camp this summer. Our family is committing to sending four. We only have 20 left to fill the bus. Help us. $200 sends one child to camp, and your donation of any amount will help. 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721. 855-240-7721. Or you can click on the Angel Tree banners at TheBingeThinker.com. Or call 855-240-7721. That's 855-240-7721.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here.
You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train, stand at Patton's gravesite, visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne. Cross Pegasus Bridge. See where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Pointe du Hoc. See the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
Song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year. I Can Only Imagine. Now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG.
Happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad you're with us. Thank you for being here. Breaking news as it happens, what it means, why it matters. Of course, the top story, the president and Vladimir got together and had a chat, and people are not happy about it, as we've been discussing here on the broadcast. You've heard from reactions, but if you all you have to do is turn on the cable news channels and you just see some Republicans and every Democrat and a lot of the media saying what happened here. Did it have any impact on the markets? That's the focus of our next discussion. And to join us for that is the CEO of Landmark Capital, who I have to admit, if you were watching Newsmax television a week ago Sunday, if you were flipping the channels, you might have seen his face right there on the Income Generation TV show. And nice job there talking about the economy at large. But David Fisher's good to have you back on Kevin McCullough Radio. And I was thankful that David Scranton gave my show a little shout out there on his show, saying you appear here every week. And I was very honored. Thanks for including me.
Well, thank you for having me. You got big shoes to fill, and I'm glad I was able to do it. Maybe not as eloquent as you, but think it's in kind of in my power alley, what we talked about, tariffs, you know, and kind of to piggyback what you were saying, the markets aren't really moving up or down because no lack of confidence was brought to the market, and no confidence was brought, but there are some underlying things that are happening between Russia and the United States that I think is important that are not being talked about, but it's being overshadowed by this meeting. I think that's critical, especially when it comes to our currency.
Yeah. Well, let's get into that a little bit. It is the top story of the day. Russia, U.S. What are those underlying factors that we need to be aware of here in the United States?
Well, Friday, the Department of Treasury came out in a look back report and said that Russia had a major sell-off of U.S. Treasury bonds. Half of their Treasury holdings Russia sold back in March. And as a result of that, it showed its head in early April. They sold $47.4 billion, to be specific, according to the stats. That is actually what the Treasury is saying caused the 10-year yield to go above 3%. It wasn't anything else. CNBC and other market news commentators on financial news were saying it's because of other things, tariffs. This had to do with Russia selling. An interesting fact also is China's been selling some of these. In the same period of time, they sold not a lot, $7 billion of the assets in March and also April, the same amount. But another thing that's kind of happening between Russia and the United States is behind the scenes is Russia's been making waves or making agreements with Iran in their oil, $50 billion.
Yeah.
There was a big meeting between the senior advisor of Iran and President Vladimir Putin, and they reaffirmed their commitment to work together. The two energy giants out of Russia, Rosneft and Gazprom, have already started talks with the Ministry of Iran and signed potential deals worth of $10 billion, just those two oil-producing companies alone.
So it's a complete shock, then, that Vladimir Putin would say in that news conference today that Iran's getting a raw deal here. They need to be cut some slack.
You know, what we see in an agreement between two presidents, leaders of the world, who hold 90% of the nuclear arsenals is one thing, and what happens behind the scenes and when it comes to money, the treasury bills and oil is a whole other thing.
No doubt. Well, let's talk about that $50 billion in T-bills. That, and you've talked about it before, but you said that if the T-bill gets above the 3%, that's really a concern, economic concern for U.S. consumers.
Well, yes, it is, because it's kind of like the psychological barrier. It's back down since then. It's today it's at 2.85%. But what has happened in the midst of this since then and now is that the 2-year yield has gone up. So the gap between the 2 and the 10 has gotten a lot smaller, which is another thing we watch. And a lot of people, economists, are saying this thing is going to invert, which means the shorter-term yield of a 2-year is going to get higher in value than a 10-year. So if that happens, 9 times out of 10, that's recession.
Well, and we don't want that to happen, so we need to keep watching that carefully, as I know David will. Looking past Russia, China is still sitting there. Are we in a trade war with them yet?
We are officially in a trade war. There is $34 billion that were put into place in tariffs last week. The president is talking about another $200 billion over the weekend. All Bloomberg News and other financial news had talking heads across the board saying, you know, where we're at. Some very well-respected people like Scott Minard said this, that the hail of risk is getting fatter and fatter as we go along. So far, the Chinese have shown no interest in backing down, and neither has Donald Trump. Another person, Jim Milstein, says, it seems like a perfect storm, creating conditions where recession is very likely, and the increases of incidence of defaults and delinquencies are much higher. So we're headed towards everything I've been saying now. The analysts are saying these things. We're not there yet. No need to sound the alarm, but we've gotten closer to the panic button.
Well, that's disturbing. And friends, one of the reasons why I love having David on is because he offers you materials that will help you stay informed as these events come to pass. In fact, his newest newsletter is titled Some Use Their Crystal Ball, I Just See the Obvious. And it talks about his 8 previous predictions that have come to pass. And he also gives a couple of future ones that he's making as well. And you could see this for yourself. Just call 844-604-2575 and request the newest newsletter. You can also get the 2018 white paper. It's the new one, Time Is Up, Which Bubble Will Burst First to Trigger the Great Coming Deflate. It's all about what will happen when those bubbles begin to pop and how the economy reacts to it. And it's all got stuff that you need to know. And he's still making the Financial Survival Guide free. It's nearly $200 worth of value and product, but he's still making it available for free. If you just call and request it, 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. You can also go online at landmarkgold.com. David Fisher, always appreciate your insight. Thanks for giving us your thoughts today.
Absolutely, Kevin. Thanks for having me.
And keep looking good on TV. It's Kevin McCullough Radio coming back with the final thought for the day. It's I'm not going anywhere. You shouldn't either. Stay with us.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train. Stand at Patton's gravesite. Visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne. Cross Pegasus Bridge. See where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Point du Hoc. See the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. How are you enjoying the latest stock market roller coaster ride? You've worked too long and too hard to let market volatility or a tired spend down strategy rob you of your retirement savings. David Scranton, founder of Sound Income Strategies, has dedicated his entire career to educating specifically baby boomers on how to avoid market volatility and the retirement spend down trap. To teach you how to get off the roller coaster and transform a potential retirement spend down into retirement income, David's now offering free no-obligation income strategy kit to the first 1,000 people to respond to this message. 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234. For your free no-obligation income kit, call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. That's 866-913-1234. Investment advisor strategies offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, a registered investment advisory firm.
It's an amazing song.
You know, I've never told anybody my story.
Bring home the number one inspirational movie of the year, I Can Only Imagine, now on DVD. With 3 hours of extras, including a behind-the-scenes look at Mercy Me and more. The story behind the beloved song that inspired millions.
My dad was a monster, and I saw God transform him, and so I wrote this song for my dad.
I Can Only Imagine. Available now on DVD, Blu-ray, and digital. Rated PG.
Hi, Kevin McCullough with great news from MyPillow. Right now, the most unbelievable offer to get you in a completely new sleep system at the lowest price possible. It's the Bed Topper from MyPillow, new and improved with patent-pending material that helps keep your body in delta sleep and the same great internal fill that helps your body stay as still and as restful as possible. But not only that, when you buy the Bed Topper from the MyPillow people right now, you're going to get two standard MyPillows free. In addition, call right now, 800-506-2641, and use promo code KMC. You'll get 30% off the topper, and you'll get the two free pillows. That's 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, and get the bed topper with two standard MyPillows free. That's 1-800-506-2641, and use the promo code KMC, 800-506-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Where did you get this idea that President Trump trusts me or I trust him? He defends the interests of the United States of America, and I do defend the interests of the Russian Federation. We do have interests that are common. We are looking for points of contact.
But will they have them? Does it matter? What does the rest of the world think? That's some of the questions yet to be answered. And if you were reading the Democrats' tweets this morning, man, were they outraged. Nancy Pelosi coming out almost immediately. Russia has something on him. Hillary was trolling him hard, which she really shouldn't. I want to go back to the opening of the show today. Lonnie Chen was joining us, the distinguished fellow from Stanford University and the Hoover Institution. And she was the one that took the reset button to the Russians right after President Obama was reelected. An actual reset button. You can push the reset button. We have a reset button here for you, Mr. Medvedev. I mean, that's just sad. But even after that, she had to tweet today. Great World Cup. Question for President Trump as he meets Putin. Do you know which team you play for? It's that kind of stuff that I think the American people look at with some great disdain. John Brennan, though, was not to be outdone in terms of the snowflake crazy that got unleashed afterwards. And I'm not saying that the president had his best day. There were things about this that I sat there going, that's kind of weird. But this was John Brennan, the former Obama administration official. Trump's press conference in Helsinki rises to and exceeds the threshold of high crimes and misdemeanors. Notice what he's saying. Not the backroom discussion, not offering him something in secret, the press conference. What we saw there on the presser, that rose to and exceeds the threshold of the high crimes and misdemeanors. Cuckoo. It was nothing short of treasonous, he says. Now, since when does a former CIA guy throw this type of language around? Not only Trump's comments imbecilic, he is wholly in the pocket of Putin. Republican patriots, where are you? Look, I've got concerns about why we didn't call out Ukraine. I've got concerns about why we didn't do certain things. I'm not saying it was treason. Treason, Mr. Brennan, is when he actually works for the undermining and the hurting of his own country. Not asking Putin about one area of public policy because, as Trump is wont to do, he thinks he can massage the deal better as he goes through it. Though he may have met his match with Putin, I'm not sure. But treason? High crimes, misdemeanors? Yeah, certainly puts to rest that whole impeachment meme that you were trying to get rid of a couple of weeks ago, right, Democrats? Yeah, nobody's still talking about that anymore. Nobody. I'm Kevin McCullough.